Tell your name and tell about the experience.
Senior Stella Novo is originally from Africa. She bravely volunteered to stand up in her science classroom to greet the education commissioner and allow him to ask her some questions.
I was a troublemaker at first, but in the past year, I've been working on it. Last year, I didn't get suspended or nothing, and I'm trying to do the same thing for this year.
What's been the most interesting class that you've had?
My most interesting class, I'll have to say, was English with Mr. Belgi.
Novo admitted she struggles with math, but she wants to study at SUNY Albany and someday become a doctor. Student Randy Smith also spoke with Commissioner King.
Two classes that I like here is Global and Algebra 2. Mm-hmm. It's trig I'm taking this year.
Mm-hmm. What do you like about Global?
Well, Global, for me, Global was always easy. So when I got here, I understood everything. So. Mm-hmm.
The Math, Science, and Technology School is a College Board school. The University at Buffalo is helping it to utilize an interdisciplinary science and engineering partnership grant. It provides hands-on learning, offering a new way to teach science in Buffalo schools. Rose Snyder is principal.
The facility has a state-of-the-art lab tours. We have an outdoor learning lab. So we also have three programs. We have environmental technology, which is a CTE program. We have environmental science and medical science.
Commissioner King says it's all part of a new core curriculum shift.
One of the things we heard here, teachers in areas like science and mathematics also thinking about how they support student literacy and how student reading skills will help them and student writing skills will help them succeed in college-level science or in professional careers as engineers and scientists.
But school principal Rose Snyder says she still struggles with some of the same issues other city schools are dealing with.
I struggle with all the behavioral issues, attendance issues that every other school does.
Principal Snyder tells us she believes her school screams out to students that it believes in them, allowing them to achieve their goals. Eileen Buckley, WBFO and AM 970 News.